This is the Cannabis Radio News. I'm Brian Bayhuth. As marijuana harvest time nears in Mendocino County, California, there have been mysterious sightings of men in uniforms rappelling out of helicopters who then cut down marijuana plants and disappear. Joe Vasquez is a reporter for KPIX5 TV, the CBS affiliate in San Francisco, and has been following the story. Vasquez told me a group of affected growers were concerned the men refused to identify themselves, so they asked Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman.
The sheriff said, basically, "I don't know what you're talking about. Our guys have conducted some raids, but, you know, our guys identify themselves. They let people know what's going on. Those pot busts are not all us."
Vasquez later discovered that the sheriff had also been conducting raids in the same area as the mysterious men, but left no documentation. Further investigation pointed to a private security company. Again, Joe Vasquez.
"We did find out that there's a group that dresses in what appears to be battle dress uniform, combat camouflage. They look like soldiers. But they're neither military nor law enforcement. They work for a security company called Lear Asset Management." And according to their promotional material online, the group works with law enforcement, although the county sheriff insists he does not conduct raids in concert with Lear. Lear says they only conduct raids on the private property they're contracted to do security for, which is mostly these large timber companies. So, you know, a lot of the people out there are just had convinced themselves that Lear must be going outside their parameters, but Lear insists they haven't. So it's just still a mystery.
On September 9th in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada's first fee-free medical marijuana clinic opened its doors. Ronan Levy is director of Canadian Cannabis Clinics and says he and his partner Joseph Del Moro opened the clinic in response to a change in federal regulation of medical marijuana earlier this year that prohibits patients from growing their own medicine and puts the decision to prescribe cannabis in the hands of doctors unfamiliar with marijuana.
One of the big challenges that this change in regulation created is that it made doctors the gatekeeper of whether medical marijuana was suitable or not. And many doctors are uncomfortable with being responsible for making that decision, and that's for any number of reasons. Some of them are moral, ethical. Most of what we heard is that most doctors, just because it's such a new treatment area, a new treatment option, don't know the science, aren't familiar with the use of medical marijuana, how to prescribe it, dosing and side effects, all these kinds of things. And so that's where we've stepped in. We saw that there was a challenge here. We saw that there was a bottleneck in the industry as the sort of clinical science starts to catch up to the demand. We want to step in and enable patients who needed it to get access to it if we wanted it.
Now to Seattle, where we check in with Amber McGowan, manager of Cannabis City, Seattle's first and so far only marijuana store. McGowan says that due to shortages in supply, they have to ration customers to 1 to 5 grams, depending on daily availability, but she's confident supply chain problems will end when more growers are eventually approved for operation. She adds that most of her customers are tourists, but demand is strong since opening on July 7th.
We had a little under 1,000 people attend the grand opening, which was amazing. And then ever since then, we've consistently had about 500 to 600 people a day when we've had product. And that's created, you know, an amazing turnout and also a little bit of a wait, because we get anywhere from a 30-minute to a 2-hour line, which is pretty exciting.
And finally, in San Francisco, the inaugural 420 Games went off without a hitch in Golden Gate Park, with a couple hundred people participating in a 5K fun run. Organizer Jim McAlpine says 5 more events are planned in Northern California, and that through them, he hopes to destigmatize the responsible use of marijuana through athletic achievement.
And breaking down these stereotypes really are just about making people like myself and others feel okay about, you know, talking about what their vice is. A lot of people use wine or beer or whatever else, and I don't think people should be ashamed to say that they use cannabis to make themselves more healthy or happy, because it's a great substance, and I'm so happy to be alive during the era of prohibition walls breaking down.
And that's our show. I'm Brian Bayhuth, and I hope to catch you next week for another edition of the Cannabis Radio News.
Cannabis Radio News is produced and hosted by Brian Bayhuth in cooperation with KVMR Radio, Nevada City, California. For daily marijuana news and extended interviews, visit us at cannabisradionews.org.